Talk Live. Darn it. I'm trying to train myself not to speak within the first 10 seconds. Sorry, WNYY. Our program director over there in Ithaca, they're taking our third hour of the show, has asked that we not talk within the first 10 seconds of the music at the beginning of the hour because they're playing a liner. So a local liner, we just talked over their liner. Anyway, I'm getting better at it. I've got a little reminder here that pops up. I just wasn't looking at the screen. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind here. That's the point of the program. As we continue, we've been on kind of a courtroom theme tonight. And I have a story from a firsthand account, actually, from the Fully Informed Jury Association. At one point, I ordered, I think it was the Ron Paul DVD. They've got a DVD that's hosted by Ron Paul about jury rights and the fact that you have a right when you're on a jury to essentially vote not guilty based on your thoughts about the law, based on your opinion.
Jury nullification.
Yeah, it's called jury nullification. And it's a long-held right in Western common law.
I've heard 1,000 years.
It's essentially you're not just judging the person's actions, but you're judging the law itself.
Right, and essentially the lawyers and the judges in the last 50 years have decided that the average folks do not need to have this right, and they've attempted to eliminate it.
They don't mention it.
Yeah, through no effort of legislation or anything like that. To some point,
just a conspiracy of silence, basically.
Yeah, they'll even go so far as to dismiss the jury if you try to talk to them about this particular issue.
Right, they'll essentially cancel the case. They'll start it over again if you manage to taint the jury with the idea of jury nullification. If you're the defendant, for instance, and you bring up jury nullification, who knows? They might even try to hit you with contempt. They do not like the idea that the jury might find out about jury nullification. And so there is FIJA, the Fully Informed Jury Association, that is dedicated to informing jurors of their rights, to let people know that they have the right to say not guilty based on how they feel about the law. The judge will tell you, the man in the robe or the woman in the robe will tell you that, well, you have to judge the case based on the preponderance of the evidence and blah, 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 blah. Whatever we present, basically they say, whatever we present here, we tell you what the law means. And if you see that there's enough evidence to show that the person had violated whatever the law is, you must vote guilty. It's not true.
They really want to nullify the jury. I mean, they really just want the jury to, the jury's just there to validate what they have already intended to conclude.
Yes. They're essentially a part of the window dressing. I mean, the entire justice system is essentially window dressing and cover for violence. It's cover for violence against so many people who don't really deserve it, people who haven't harmed others. Yeah, occasionally you do actually have real criminals going through there.
It's like you're allowed to cut. You're gonna decide, but you have to decide based on this criteria. And then you have jury just say, well, someone just says, well, I don't find evidence that they're guilty, and then they'll go through a process of like making them explain.
Yeah,
why not?
You can just basically say if you're on a jury and you know about jury nullification. It's my understanding that if you're asked about why you voted not guilty, you can just say I don't think you proved your case. You don't have to give any more reason than that. You don't have to give them detailed answers as to why. They recommend FIJA, as I recall, recommends not revealing to the remainder of the jury who may be voting guilty. You may be the only one voting not guilty to not reveal to them what jury nullification. Yeah, to not reveal to them what jury nullification is, because then you could be, as you said, Dale, be disqualified.
I feel they're not guilty.
So Fully Informed Jury Association is about reaching out to jurors and getting the information into their hands. Some of the things we've done up here in New Hampshire have been regular FIJA outreach. We've got these flyers we printed out with our own website printed on them. So there's the FIJA website at FIJA.org. You can get flyers there. You can get PDFs. You can order flyers. You can print your own, or you can order them from them. There's also DVDs and things like that. Great website. Really principled organization. And I love their newsletter. So when I ordered something, they started sending me this newsletter. And it's got some really great Liberty quotes in it. The editor of the newsletter and the lady in charge of FIJA, Ilolio Marguerite Jones, is wonderful. She's very principled. And the organization over the last couple of years since she took over has really gone in favor of civil disobedience and non-cooperation. And they really have taken I think an even more principled turn than they've had in the past as far as supporting liberty. But there was an article in there this month, or this, I think it's quarterly actually, this quarter, that I found just absolutely stunning. Because normally FIJA just talks about reaching out to jurors on regular juries. I've never heard them mention grand juries. I don't think they have any documents to reach out to grand juries. But there's a firsthand account by a man named Michael Callaghan from New Jersey who wanted to share his view on what happened to him when he actually served on a grand jury in the state of New Jersey. And here is his account. I feel it's my obligation to publicly air what I perceive to be a mishandling of legal precedent by the court and its stewards as represented to both myself and other members of the jury on which I served. It has been repeatedly stressed that our exclusive functions, the grand jury now, is to determine whether or not enough probable cause exists to return an indictment. There is to be no consideration of the laws themselves, their ethical merits, or lack thereof. No consideration given to possible excessive punishments, as may be dictated by an overzealous judiciary. This has been stressed to us, handed out in the form of initiation packages, and reiterated nearly every session. Probable cause, it seems to be a mantra, probable cause, do not consider anything other than probable cause. And here's why I must circulate this letter. They seem to be wrong. The wards of the court, the judges, the assistant prosecutors, the lot of them. I would suspect we have been intentionally misled, but that implies a degree of nefarious intent I do not intuitively feel exists. Oh, I do. I still wonder why the court has been so adamant in misrepresenting its purpose to us, particularly when their stated purpose serves no purpose other than the subversion of democratic principles. The purpose of a grand jury is to determine probable cause among other considerations. Indeed, as our friend Sam pointed out earlier on the program, he pointed out that the grand jury can bring anyone up on charges. The grand jury has the ability to charge judges and bureaucrats and politicians. These people are, to some extent, a very important part of the system that exists.
Right. It's supposed to be a check and balance against the judicial system going awry and all that kind of thing. People getting charged for things that they shouldn't be charged with and hassled.
Right.
And, you know, having to deal with the court system when, you know, they shouldn't.
They're so powerful. The power that a grand jury has is so tremendous. That's why they're being lied to. That's why they're being told that, oh, no, you don't do anything but determine whether or not we can charge these criminals over here, the regular lot of so-called criminals, you know, drug dealers and the other lots of other peaceful people that they go after and the occasional actual criminal. But they just tell them, no, you don't get to do anything else but look at the probable cause. And what he's pointing out in this letter is that that's just not true. They're not telling the whole story. So he says, let me reference this statement, something no person from the court has yet done about their claim of probable cause being the jury's sole function. According to U.S. legal definitions, a grand jury's purpose is to investigate alleged crimes, examine evidence, and issue indictments if they believe that there is enough evidence for a trial to proceed. So the idea was that if you had a crime that was committed by a government bureaucrat, you could take your evidence to the grand jury and say, take a look at this. Here's what I've got. This is what this bureaucrat did. This is what this person did. Not just bureaucrats, but that's certainly what they want to avoid. They don't want any of their people to get in trouble, so they shield the grand jury from knowing about this. They shield them from finding out about this. But you should be able to take that evidence to them, and then they get to bring those bureaucrats up on charges. But they're locking them out from that knowledge. They're an impartial panel of citizens who must determine whether reasonable cause or probable cause to believe that a crime has been committed exists. The grand jury acts as a check on the prosecutorial power of the state. Note that last line, says Callaghan. The grand jury acts as a check on the prosecutorial power of the state. Why has this never been drawn to our attention in the court materials, all of which are suspiciously not sourced from any external documents, legal or otherwise? So the court's just making up their own documents, basically. How can we possibly accept, as citizens of a democracy, I take issue with that, but nonetheless, how can we possibly accept documents which set no precedent whatsoever? According to the court, we must not act as any check on unwarranted state power. Hey, the law may be unjust, but you have to indict if there's probable cause. Does that make sense to any rational person on any level?
Yeah.
He's got more about his story here and his experience on the grand jury. We'll share that with you here in moments. Have you ever been on one of these things? What was your experience like? There aren't very many Americans who have, I don't think. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-35.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Features including various different ways to listen in. We've got our live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, and listen lines, which will allow you to listen in via any phone that can dial long distance. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com and get all the details. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking to buy a house or a car in the near future, you need to check with cleaningcredit.com, because if you have foreclosures, bankruptcies, judgments, liens, collections, late payments, or any kind of derogatory credit on your credit file, it can cost you hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars if you're looking to make a major payment, and so many of us are. Cleaning Credit will dispute derogatory credit with the three credit reporting agencies and clean up your credit report. All you have to do is go to cleaningcredit.com, and it's a credit repair law firm, and they're with the Better Business Bureau, and they're rated very highly there. So just go check them out, cleaningcredit.com. Their rates for doing this, extraordinarily affordable. You will thank yourself. Cleaningcredit.com.
800-259-9231. Have you ever been on a grand jury? What was your experience like? I doubt anybody listening has, because they're fairly rare. The amount of people that are selected for them, here in New Hampshire, they only meet once, they meet for 6 months, but it's just a panel of 14 or 20 people or so that meet for that 6 month period. So you're looking at 30 people a year in one county that are seeing this grand jury action. And so we look to the Fully Informed Jury Association in their quarterly newsletter, where there's a story from Michael Callahan. He's sharing his experience about exactly how much of a scam this all really is. He points out that the grand jury's purpose is to essentially investigate an impartial panel of citizens who must determine whether a reasonable cause or probable cause to believe a crime has been committed exists, that they examine evidence and issue indictments, that they investigate alleged crimes if they believe there's enough evidence, and they issue the indictments if they believe there's enough evidence for a trial to proceed. But when he was on the grand jury, what they were telling him was, all you do is determine whether there's probable cause for these cases we put in front of you. So we've determined what the cases are. You determine whether or not we can move forward with them. And, of course, they're encouraged to move forward with them.
And, these people on the grand jury, they're in a new environment. They're going to do something, their civic duty. Mm-hmm. They sit down in front of the guy with the suit who says, I am the attorney general or whatever, the local version of that is.
Yeah, the county attorney.
I'm the head lawyer in charge of prosecuting bad people around here.
Well, he's an expert. He must know what he's talking
about. And I'm going to tell you these cases. You're going to look at the evidence, and you're going to tell us how many times we were right. Yep. Are you ready, ladies and gentlemen? Okay, let's go. And that's how they do it. They never get told that the reason for the grand jury in the first place was to be able to hold that creep and all the creeps like him accountable for the creepy things that they do.
Absolutely. It's a check on the prosecutorial power of the state. Anybody that's been paying attention to the so-called justice system knows that the prosecutors in this country are not checked in any way, shape, or form. They're allowed to just destroy people's lives without any consequences coming to them. Countless people who have never harmed another person are brought up on various different charges of silly nonsense, malum prohibitum, things like drug possession, open container, public intoxication, things like that. And if you actually had grand jurors that were holding the bureaucrats accountable, to some extent, things might not be as crazy as they currently are. But they're in charge of the system, these bureaucrats, and so they just lie to people. And people believe them because, bureaucrats would never tell a lie, right? Anyway, back to his story. So the U.S. Attorney's Manual itself states that prosecutors, quote, must recognize that the grand jury is an independent body whose functions include not only the investigation of crime and the initiation of criminal prosecution, but also the protection of the citizenry from unfounded criminal charges, unquote. Further, according to cases cited by the Fully Informed Jury Association, an independent grand jury is to stand between the prosecutor and the accused and to determine whether a charge is legitimate or is dictated by malice or personal ill will. The grand jury is to protect citizens against hasty, malicious, and oppressive persecution and to ensure that prosecutions are not dictated by an intimidating power or by malice and personal ill will. The independent grand jury is described as a body with powers of investigation and inquisition, the scope of whose inquiries is not to be limited narrowly by questions of propriety or forecasts of the probable result of the investigation. Without thorough and effective investigation, the grand jury would be unable either to ferret out crimes deserving of prosecution or to screen out charges not warranting prosecution. What I have done is cited legal documents and Supreme Court decisions to make my point, and the U.S. Attorney's Manual. I ask that these points be refuted in like manner and not in an I-told-you-so tone or dogmatic refutation. According to what I've read, the stewards of the court are wrong in demanding exclusivity to probable cause, meaning that all you do, grand jurors, is what we tell you to.
Yeah.
If probable cause were the only consideration, then we would have to, for example, vote on the side of ethical bankruptcy according to corrupt legislation. If there were Jim Crow laws, the court is telling us that we would have to punish a person who chose to desegregate. Really? If this were before women had the right to vote, the court is obligating us to punish women who want to cast a vote. Similarly, just to add to this, they would also say that, you'd have to punish those Jews for running away from the train cars in Nazi Germany. Meaning you don't have the ability to make an ethical decision.
Which is nonsense. It's absolutely nonsense. They're trying, as they've tried to take the jury and emasculate it, they've tried to take the grand jury and do the same to it.
Yep.
I mean, no real surprise
here. It's not a surprise, but it's interesting. It's a look into the world of what this is like, because we've never heard anything about this. Honestly,
right,
the
grand juries really are this
secretive
enigma.
Honestly, the lack of reason here is stunning and points to a system that has lost touch with the public it was created to serve. I don't know if it really was, but nonetheless, that's the story. Rather than punish, our function as a cross-section of citizens who are convened in the system is to stand between the judiciary and the public to prevent overzealous prosecutors and judges, as well as determine probable cause. Is this such a frightening concept that certain people must mislead us in order to take that away from us, a very part of our reason to convene? Must we further remove the citizenry from engaging in the democratic process by dictating their essential judicial impotence? Perhaps most menacingly, who benefits from this campaign of misinformation? I can tell you without equivocation, it is most certainly not the citizenry. So why the obfuscation of apparent facts? I leave these questions to the public and close with one last thought. To further stress the importance of the grand jury as a failsafe against monolithic judiciaries, if determining probable cause were our only function, does that imply the police are making arrests without probable cause?
Well, so I have a question here. The gentleman who's writing this, I would assume, was on a grand jury for a period of time, because people who are generally appointed for a period of time. Why did he not say, are you trying to obscure something from the grand jury? Is that a crime? And should we on the grand jury be bringing charges against you, sir, for obscuring this?
Well, we don't have him here to answer that question, but I would imagine it's because he was intimidated. What then do the police handcuff people for if not probable cause? The entire affair smells fishy, but thus far nobody in the court will address these questions. I hope this letter sees publication, as this is an issue vital to our existence as a freedom-loving democratic society, as uncomfortable as that notion might make certain others feel. Now, I'm in no favor of democracy. I think it's just mob rule, two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. But nonetheless, I think it's a very interesting look into the world of the grand jury and how they are scammed as much as any other jurors and told that you do what we say and only what we say within the parameters of what we say. They're lying. The parameters are much larger than that. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
As the U.S. and the world slips slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL-CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com and join Dale online over at his website, anarchyinyourhead.com. There are hundreds of liberty-oriented cartoons for you to enjoy over there. And Dale asks only that you maybe buy some of his stuff at his store, but also you can go to vote.anarchyinyourhead.com to help him out in a daily voting contest, a daily contest between you and a lot of other comic strips online.
Thousands.
Yeah. So your help there is appreciated. Anarchyinyourhead.com also features the occasional blog post and essay and thoughts by Dale. Did you put the your recent video up there,
yes,
too?
Yes, I did.
Okay, cool. So people can go on over there and enjoy all that. It's free. AnarchyInYourHead.com. We go to your phone calls about what you want. Jamie is in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jamie.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, it's Jamie from WheelsOffLiberty.com. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, man, I was just calling to, of course, during the Liberty Forum, the 420 protest. Well, one of my friends, Kat Lesh, kind of got popped, I guess, by the cops on that deal. And I just wanted everybody to be aware that we have a little link for her to help cover some of her court costs to get back and forth to New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to, you know, try to get anybody's money that's going to donate to Free Talk Live or anything. But if any of your listeners would like to donate the Kat's, you know, court cost expense, we would love to have that. And we're trying to put this on for her. And I think it's a good cause for a person that's into civil disobedience to help her out once she did get popped by the cops.
Okay, how do people do that, Jamie?
Just go to WheelsOffLiberty.com, and there's a banner with Kat's picture up there. And, you know, I mean, she's like in Kansas and Texas and stuff, and pretty much devoting a lot of her time to going around about these fusion centers. And we thought it would be a nice thing to do to throw Kat a few dollars. So
just to bring our listeners up to speed, she was arrested because she was not obedient enough. Basically, the cops were cracking down on a 420 celebration up in Nashua, New Hampshire. And after another activist was arrested for sitting in front of a police car or standing in front of a police car, they arrested him. He went limp. Kat was on the street. They were demanding people get off the street. She was one of the she refused to get off the street. She was videotaping, and they didn't like that very much, so they arrested her. And isn't she charged with disorderly conduct?
Yeah, she's charged with not licking boots, I guess. That's the only thing I could see wrong was she wasn't a bootlicker.
So I take it she is not going to be pleading guilty then?
As far as I can tell, she's not going to be. But, I mean, even if whatever choice she makes, you know, that's totally up to her. But just the travel expense alone and the food cost to make that trip to New Hampshire, I mean, you guys know how much that is.
That's
that's
a lot.
That's a long drive for people. And we just like to be supportive for one of our own in this whole movement. So we thought we'd put that up and allow people to, you know, give a buck or two if they wanted to. So.
Yeah, it certainly is not the Free State yet. The Free State Project has chosen New Hampshire as the destination for liberty activists from around the country, but it's nowhere near free at this point. There are a lot of ludicrous laws and government bureaucrats that are out of control up here. And so I think it's great that she engaged in civil disobedience without even being here. It's certainly a lot easier to do disobedience when you live here in New Hampshire. It's just
comes like second nature to her.
Yeah, it's more convenient. But certainly people can go to wheelsoffliberty.com and they can find the banner and give to help her get back up here for the trial.
Most definitely. I think it'd be a good thing for us to do, man.
It sounds like it's going to be an exciting trial as well. Do you know what the date is? Is it early May?
I believe it's real early May, like May 3rd. I might be mistaken on that.
Okay.
Though, Ian,
well, then she's in luck because the other guy that was arrested, David Cruz, one of the activists from the Keene area, was arrested for standing in front of the cop car. I believe his trial is scheduled for April 26th. So I think she might be fortunate in that, you know, the real blast of activism is going to happen a week before hers. Although maybe they'll take it out on her. I don't know. We'll see how it all plays out, but. These guys in Nashua, these bureaucrats in Nashua, we had a guy call in earlier tonight about how they are just absolutely out of control. They've never had to deal with liberty activists there before, and so they are going to – they were making threats today when he went to the arraignment this morning, and so they don't even know what they're dealing with yet. They've had – there were just three people there today to support David. Normally, we can turn out 20 to 40 people, no problem, with enough notice and with enough promotion. The only problem was this wasn't promoted because it was just an arraignment, and I guess David didn't really think it was important to promote it. But we're expecting to have a pretty big turnout when the first trial hits, and it sounds like it'll be David's. So these old boys, good old boys in Nashua, New Hampshire, are going to find out what the Liberty Movement can do. And so
they haven't even heard Mark and his bullhorn. You know how crazy he can get running around with his little bullhorn yelling at bureaucrats and stuff.
Yeah, it'd be funny to see Mark with a bullhorn. Doesn't sound like me. So, Jamie, anything else going on that you want to share with our audience?
That's it, man. I just wanted to kind of drop that, and hopefully we can get some support to this lady in the Liberty Movement.
All right, cool, man. We'll see you up here for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I believe. You're attending, right, correct?
Yeah, I'm raising money for it, too, as I speak, but I'm doing that through my work, so I'm not asking for any donations on that. So.
All right, cool. Looking forward to it.
We'll catch y'all later, man.
Very good, Jamie. Thank you for the call tonight. Jamie from WheelsOffLiberty.com. Great show, by the way. You're looking for more great pro-liberty content. Check those guys out. You can hear them also on LibertyRadioNetwork.com. 800-259. Yep, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We go to Jan listening in Pennsylvania. Jan, you're on Free Talk Live.
I have a comment I wanted to make about juries in general, not grand juries specifically, but... I've been on a jury, on a criminal murder juries, and also I was on two pools, jury pools, where I wasn't selected, although my presence was required. And Central Pennsylvania has relatively large counties compared to, I think, where you are, for example, and the counties tend to be rather rural. The minority populations tend to live in towns. And the jury pool seems to be exclusively from the rural area.
Hmm.
Not only that, but there is a racial difference between juries.
If I'm understanding you, you're saying they're picking white people from the surrounding rural areas to sit on juries of maybe black people that have been coming from the urban areas?
Yes, and my reference is to jury of your peers.
Yeah.
There's also an age difference. Everybody who has any kind of an alibi whatsoever to get off of jury duty, such as they're fully employed.
Right, yeah.
So you end up with a retired jury.
Yeah.
With a lot of medical problems, minor medical problems, and a lot of unhappiness with being there. And you sit them on wooden chairs for hours at a time.
Yep.
And you cannot leave the wooden chair. You cannot talk among your fellows. You cannot go to the restroom without an armed guard. And by midday, this late middle-aged senior group has a very, very unpleasant aspect to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I imagine it does.
And in one case, they had 77 alleged felons that were, and they made a presentation in such a way that the felons got to view the jury pool. And so there you have these very young, late teens, early 20s, alleged felons in chains, staring through this opening at this large group of racially divergent people from themselves,
mm-hmm.
with this really, really dire look on their faces.
And you add to that, by the way, all of this is true, I think, in a lot of places across the country. You add to that the fact that they actually actively screen out anybody that indicates that they might understand what freedom is. So you really, you get the elderly, the old white status, basically, is what you get. Any information that you give them that might identify you as somebody who understands freedom or understands at least some of the rights or the rules of the system, they'll throw you right the hell out on your butt. Hey, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Jury of your peers, what a joke.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's KNOB, creekrange.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
You make it now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They are free. And they include our news updates. So you can get signed up over at news.freetalklive.com. Get the latest about Free Talk Live via your email box, via Twitter, or via Facebook. You can get all three or one or two or whatever works best for you over at news.freetalklive.com. Again, news.freetalklive.com. We just heard from Jamie in Oklahoma, the one of the hosts of the Wheels Off Liberty podcast. Great show. And another great show you need to know about is the School Sucks podcast, where the public school system, of course, sucking off the productive capacity of hardworking people. And whether public education succeeds or fails, spoiler alert, it fails. At providing real education to the public, the cost goes up and up year after year. There are no refunds. Oh, yeah. And it also destroys individualism and curiosity. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education. You can visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com as we continue here with your phone calls about what you want. Mark is in Brazil. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to make a couple of comments about drinking driving. It's something I heard you guys talk about a few times on the podcast recently. I'm a little bit behind.
Go for it.
And I think that you make a very good point in saying that the issue is not specifically drinking and driving, but it's actually it's reckless driving, whatever is the source of the problem, whether it's drinking or listening to music or fighting in the car, whatever. I think that's a good principle. And the other one I think is a good point is you say that these crazy laws were like if you try to sleep it off in your car, you'll still get pulled over for drinking and driving. And I agree that's ridiculous.
Obviously. Yeah, that part just that astonishes most people, even ones your most adamant matters out there. Oh, what? I mean, they can't believe that they would give somebody a ticket for drinking and driving who is actually sleeping it off in their car so that they're not drinking and driving.
Yeah,
but they do it.
The only thing I was going to say is that, and you know, maybe I'm misinterpreting it, but I think you're talking recently about laws in Montana, or I'm not sure which state, which are a little more liberal about drinking and passengers and whatever else. And on that and a few other occasions, it's almost generated the impression that you're sort of like, oh, well, drinking driving's not that big a deal, or oh, have a drink and that's cool. And that kind of bothered me, and I just wanted to know if that was really how you guys feel about it, or if I was just misunderstanding your attitude.
I think that what you're confusing here is the act of drinking while driving or being drunk and driving. In Montana, until relatively recently, it was legal to drink a beer and drive. But would you agree that somebody who's drinking a beer isn't necessarily over or over or under, whatever the terminology you would use, over the legal intoxication limit?
Yeah, not necessarily, just because it's in his hand. I understand that, yeah.
So what is the problem, then, if somebody driving down the road having a Budweiser, if they are, if their blood alcohol limit isn't at 0.08? If indeed 0.08 is, in fact, some level of intoxication that we can quantify that is the same for everyone, that makes everybody drive just as badly, which is clearly ludicrous.
Yeah, you're sort of making a literal point, which is just holding the beer and driving is not a problem.
I'm telling you that it was until recently legal in that state and has been legal in obviously legal in every state.
Well, that's fine, but of course, as libertarians, we're not really concerned with what the law is as much as what we think is right, right?
Right. And I think, I think that it's sort
I was just trying to understand if I understood clearly, if you guys think that it's okay to be intoxicated or getting intoxicated and driving, or if I was misunderstanding your observation.
Well, define intoxicated. I mean, if you have a chemical in your veins, does that mean you're intoxicated, or is it only when you've reached a certain concentration of that chemical that you are intoxicated?
Well, I mean, we can get into semantics. We're talking about, if you have ingested a substance that makes you impaired in terms of driving to the point that you could be potentially hurting other people.
I think that I have a problem with sort of a guilty until proven innocent approach to people. I think that, we should certainly err on the side of that people are innocent until they're proven guilty. And I don't think, some arbitrary number is a good basis for that. I mean, obviously, if someone is if you can demonstrate that they're driving recklessly, that's very, that would mean something. If they did some property damage, if they actually have an accident, obviously there's all these things that come into play. But I think the point is these are sort of arbitrary numbers are sort of a taking approach of guilty until proven innocent.
And I think even more important is what texting has been shown to be, 6 times, 20 times, whatever study you want to look at, more dangerous than being at a certain level of intoxication. So should people that knowingly pull out their phone and text get 20 times?
Or being tired.
Yeah, being tired is just as bad as being drunk. So should people that are knowingly being tired and driving, because I was recently kind of tired and driving, but I'm like, I can push through this. I'll turn up the radio. I'll run down the window just a little bit, and I'll be cool, right? And, I made it, and everything was fine. I didn't kill anybody, and everything was cool. But should I have gotten, the $1,500 fine that the drunk drivers get? Should I have gotten all the bad things they get? Because, we vilified this one particular group because cops can kind of kick them around and make them walk a line and blow into this and we can test it really easy. But there's all these other things that aren't quite as easy for cops to screen for that we don't punish nearly the same. And do you see how that group is kind of vilified in an unfair fashion?
Yeah, I understand the point that there are many other activities that are equally or more dangerous that are not taken to task or very well codified in terms of the law, and that's fine. I wasn't really so much concerned about that. I was simply I had the sensation that when you guys were talking about it, it was sort of like, yeah, cool, go out and drink and whatever, it's great. We're happy there's a law where there's more liberal, and maybe I got it wrong. That's
right.
All I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't think your question has really been answered yet by the other host, so I'll answer it. I don't see what the problem is with having a beer and driving down the road. I don't see what the problem is with that.
I've certainly done that by myself more than one time.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I have a problem with someone being truly intoxicated and impaired and driving, but I think that it's not as black and white and I think the way the law is actually very, very dangerous from a point of view where we're trying to treat people as innocent until proven guilty.
So did that answer your question?
Right. Yeah, that's fine. Thanks.
Okay, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue with Steve in New Hampshire. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Steve in New Hampshire. Going once.
I'm here.
Hello.
You're
on the air, Steve. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, hey, I was just browsing the lamestream media here, and on the front page of CNN, an article caught my eye. It says, full-body scanners improve security, TSA says.
So good
on everyone. And so I clicked on it, and there's this there's five pictures here that show, you know, what they've improved, you know, what they've done. And every picture has pictures of drugs. Just, you know, cocaine,
right.
Marijuana.
Don't have anything to do with making you really safer on the plane. Yeah, just has to do with getting
Nothing like that.
Not stopping terrorists, but we are finding marijuana.
Yep. I just thought I'd share that with you.
Thanks for doing that, Steve. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Hey, here's a quickie for you from The Examiner, WashingtonExaminer.com. When Virginia Delegate Kirkland Cox from Colonial Heights set up the Tax Me More Fund in 2002, he did it to make a point. Those complaining the most loudly about spending cuts could put their own money where their mouth was and make a voluntary contribution to the state of Virginia. Great idea, right? I mean, I've been out at tax freedom events before where people have told me, I like paying taxes. Oh, great. Well, you can pay mine then, because I don't. I don't like having money forcibly extracted from me and then taken by bureaucrats to do whatever the hell they want, including kill people around the world, murder brown people, throw immigrants out of the country, and just destroy freedom. Yeah, I don't appreciate that very much. So you can go ahead and pay my taxes. So this guy set up a fund, Tax Me More Fund, figured, you know, hey, the people that want to give more money to the government can now give as much as they want in Virginia. Last year, to supplement a $74 billion 2008-2010 biennial state budget, they did just that. The total collected over the 2 years, $1,500, according to the Virginia Department of Taxation. That's better than pre-recession 2006, when just $19.36 was donated. In fact, since 2002, the fund has collected a grand total, this is in 8 years, of $12,887, which doesn't even pay the salary of one part-time state employee.
Probably the one that administers the fund.
I thought it was started as a joke, and maybe I'm mistaken about that.
No, it's the real deal.
I thought someone started it to prove that, in fact, people don't want to be taxed.
That was the proof, yes. So they were right, that people did not want to be taxed. Anyway, we're out of time. It's been Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition. It's not Friday. We're back tomorrow night for the Friday show. That's what we talk about.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.